This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 4th. God's word for you today is not 99. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, and it says, "You must not have any other God but me. No other gods, only me." James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "Remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to. So don't fool yourselves. You do not get more spiritual by hearing scriptural and spiritual verses. You get more spiritual by doing something about what you have heard." Let me give you an illustration to bring this home. Someone always visits the gym with a box of pizza, a 2 liter bottle of soda, and a stool. So he sits down eating his pizza and gulping his soda while other people are working out and sweating. All the while, he is running commentaries such as, "That exercise is amazing." Then he goes home, and when he is asked where he is coming from, he says, "The gym." Who is deceiving who? You have to do something about it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." This is the 100% principle. It is not the 80-20 or the 90-10. It is the 100% principle. The 100% principle says, I commit wholeheartedly and completely to God. What happens when I make mistakes? Yes, you may stumble and fall, but get up and keep going for 100%. The devil will tell you that you are not worthy. He will say that everyone else is holy, but you cannot be holy. Just get up, dust yourself, and keep going for 100%. The question is, what is that one area that you're saying, God, you cannot have this one? Some people say to God, can we adjust this 100% principle to be 99%? You get 99% and I just keep this 1%. Lord, I am just being nice and fair. God says, no, I have to be the Lord of all, or I am not Lord at all in your life. What is the one thing you need to give up to God in faith? Not in fear, not in guilt, not in shame, but in faith. What is that one thing? In Esther chapter 4, please read. Mordecai said to Esther, "This is your call, Esther. Rise up to your calling, Esther." Esther responded, "It is too risky. I have served God and represented the nation of Israel, but I cannot put my life on the line. What if the king does not stretch forth his scepter? I will be a goner." And Mordecai said, "Esther, you are here maybe for such a time as this. If you do not rise to it, do not worry about it. God will raise help from another." The truth is, it is an honor to be called by God. Never forget it. Let us pray. Father, I declare that you are Lord in my life. I ask for the grace to match my declaration with action. Help me consistently give you 100%. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.